representative of the Office of Student Opinion of Stuff came to our school and sat on a stool and asked many questions of us.
Hello,
he said.
My name is Greg, and I came here today to get you to reveal, to see how you feel about the items in our survey. Sound like fun?
Well, everyone started nodding and shouting hooray. Except for Harold. Except for Harold. He didn't want Greg to stay.
Except for Harold. Except for Harold. He didn't want Greg to stay.
Now let's see, in the category of pets like a puppy or a mouse, what's your favorite kind of creature to find and keep as a pet in your house?
For dogs, 13 hands, for cats, 17, for fish, 10, rats, only 4. 6 preferred lizards, 2 wanted snakes, then Greg said,
I have just one more. How about fleas?
Huh? No thank you, please. No one wants a flea, you can bet.
Except for Harold. Except for Harold. A flea was his favorite pet. Except for Harold. Except for Harold. A flea was his favorite pet.
Okay, girls and boys, let's talk about toys, favorite things with which to play. Who likes kites? And who likes bikes? Who plays basketball all day?
Well, we raised our hands, counted them, and we asked again and looked around. It was the way he did a survey. He wrote all the data down.
That was a long list. Was there a toy I missed?
A no came to everyone's lips.
Except for Harold.
Except for Harold.
His favorite toys were paper clips. Except for Harold. Except for Harold. His favorite toys were paper clips.
Thanks for your time,
said Greg.
Now I'm off to turn this data into graphs.
He waved farewell. We heard the recess bell. Then our teacher said,
go play and have some laughs.
But once outside, a boy named Biff, he tried to see if we could have a little fun. You see, right beside our school, there's a house that's really cool. It's abandoned, forbidden to everyone. But Biff said,
hey, let's all go in!
The whole class followed him except Harold, as kids shouted out loud.
What's wrong with you?
Why can't you do
things like the rest of the crowd?
Everyone laughed at him, then we all went in as the door slammed shut and locked. We were trapped, imagine that, but what came next left everybody shocked. While some of us cried just outside, Harold heard us, and though feeling kind of hurt, he decided to deploy his very favorite toy, a paperclip from the pocket of his shirt. He tinkered and fiddled,
and as he filled with pride,
he did it, he got the door unlocked,
so we could get outside.
Oh, Harold, you're an original, and that takes guts. We should have never made fun of you, we must have been nuts.
We must have been nuts.
Except for Harold.
Except for Harold.
Except for Harold. Except for Harold.
Except for Harold. Except for Harold.
He said,
come on, let's play!
Harold, can I see your flea collection?
Oh, sure, but...
Harold, I have paper clips, too!
Cool! Hey, fruit juice for Harold! Hip, hip!